The first reading today, St. James tells us something that is of profound importance, and it's very simple. Be patient. Be patient. That's not an American way, is it? Patience means I actually waited for 5 minutes for somebody to return my text message or whatever. What's wrong with them? How come they aren't getting on this when they ought to? Think back. I mean, some of us are old enough to remember when you actually had to write something, and then you had to put it in the mailbox. Then you had to figure it was going to take 3 to 5 days to get where it was going, and then it was going to take the person a while to write back, and then 3 to 5 days for it to get back. Of course, these days, if you put something in the mailbox, it might take 2 to 3 weeks to get where you want to put it. But regardless of that, it's helping us to grow in patience. But all we do instead is say, well, I'll avoid the mailbox, then I'll just find other ways of doing it. So we want instant gratification. We want instant response. We want everything right now, because that's what we're accustomed to. I need something, I can go to the store, I can get it right now. I shouldn't have to wait. If I want to talk to somebody, I should be able to call them, talk to them right now. It's just everything is immediate. And there's a real problem with that for us, because St. James tells us that we have to be patient and strengthen our hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. And he said, behold, we call them blessed who have endured. We call them blessed who have endured. That's where we're headed. It's going to require a lot of perseverance. It's going to require a lot of patience. Think about what St. James talks about at the end of the reading today, how the prophet Elijah prayed, and for 3.5 years there was no rain on the earth. 3.5 years, people had to totally trust in God. They had nothing. They planted, but nothing grew. It was total drought. Ask yourself, what would we do? I was talking to somebody yesterday. I was a friend over in Nigeria, where the Christians are being literally, I say persecuted is one thing, they're literally being killed by the day. They have to pack up and move, and then they find out where they're at, and they have to pack up and move again. So they're literally having to move every few weeks. So last time I had heard about this priest, he was down in the southern part of Nigeria because it was much safer. Now he's in the northern part because the people had made their way to the southern part, now he went up north. So now, in order to persecute them on top of anything else, they just shut off the electricity for a week or two at a time. He said, there's nothing we can do about it. It just shuts off. Well, because they're just giving these people trouble. So you look at yourself and say, okay, if they shut off my electricity for a week, number one, everything in your refrigerator and freezer is gone. But I think for most of us, where we would actually start to shake and go into withdrawal, I couldn't turn on my computer. And even worse, my phone. Oh, my heavens, if I can't get to my phone, I'm cut off from the world. It always cracks me up because until the 1990s, no one on the face of the earth had a cell phone. And now we think we can't live without them. Humanity lived without electricity until 150 or so years ago, and now we can't live without that. And so there's going to have to be a lot of endurance, because we have gotten used to having such an easy, cushy life and the instant gratification that we're not used to having to do without. We're not even used to having to do. All we have to do is push a button or whatever it is, and the thing does it for itself. We might actually have to work. We're not used to that. We're not used to having dirt under our fingernails and blisters on our hands. But we might have to. And we have to then not just look at those things, because St. James tells us that we have to learn a lesson from Job. Now, that doesn't simply mean enduring, which Job certainly had to do. And by the way, it is interesting the way that he talked about the whole situation with Job, because he says, okay, you've heard of the patience of Job, you've seen the purpose of the Lord and how the Lord is merciful and compassionate. So when's the last time you read the book of Job and said, praise God, he is so merciful and compassionate? And yet that's what St. James is telling us we need to get from the book of Job, the mercy and compassion of God. Do we see that? But we have to learn from Job, because Job didn't strike out at God. He accepted. He felt everything, obviously. He was in agony. And yet he never sinned against the Lord. That's a great lesson for all of us to consider. Because for most of us, a couple of minutes of inconvenience, and we're using God's name in vain, or we're doing some stupid thing. It's like, why? You see, what we've done is the focus is on ourselves. It's not on God. And so the devil has us right where he wants us. Now all he has to do is whatever his next few steps are, and we're in trouble. Because we are not accustomed to turning to God. As much as we want to say that we are, the reality is most of us are not. We're accustomed to looking to ourselves. We're accustomed to looking to the grocery store. We're accustomed to looking to our money. We're accustomed to looking to whatever is online. We're accustomed to doing all these things. We don't need God, because we have Amazon. Well, what happens when Amazon's not there? Praise the Lord is what I would say to that. What happens when we don't have the stupid telephone? Praise the Lord is what I would say to that. What happens when the TV and the computer and the radio don't work? Praise the Lord is what I would say to that. But I know I'm weird, and I don't speak for the majority at this point. But we need to look at the examples that St. James is giving us. If we look at Elijah, we have to remember a couple of things here. First of all, not only did Elijah pray and everything was shut up for 3.5 years, but then Elijah was sent to a widow of Zarephath. Not to any of the widows in Israel, and the Lord made a point of that, because this pagan woman had faith. She trusted completely in God. Jesus was making the point, none of the widows in Israel could do that. And so he went to a pagan woman instead. So we look at things like that, how the ravens brought bread and meat for Elijah every day. Ravens usually steal whatever you've got to eat. Instead, God is having them bring the food to Elijah. If we will trust him, he will take care of it. We give him lip service, but most of us don't trust him. And, again, we trust the same way we do on the natural level. The deadline is a week from tomorrow. How am I doing? How's it coming? Is it going to be done? Is it going to be finished? Is it going to be ready? We want to check. We want to make sure. We don't trust. God's going to check our trust. Just like he did with Elijah. Just go to the brook of Kerit. I'll take care of you. go to Zarephath. There you'll find a widow. We'll take care of things. But do we have that kind of trust? That he will actually do what he said that he's going to do? The problem is he doesn't do it on our timetable, and then we panic. Trust him. Guess we're not going to have an option with what's coming. So our virtue is going to be put to the test. And maybe the one that's most important on the practical level is going to be the patience, so that we can suffer through what's coming and be able to be at peace. That's what the saints have taught us. That's what St. James is calling attention to today. And so, yeah, we can learn from a farmer how to do that. But the reality is we need to learn from the saints. And we need to look at ourselves and ask, do I have that kind of patience? Do I have that kind of perseverance? Do I have that kind of trust? Because that's what we're going to need. We need it already, but where we're headed, we're going to need it badly. And so that's what we want to be working toward. So if nothing else, one of the problems with patience is the saints tell us that patience is the proof of humility. So good luck. So if you're like me, patience is going to be about the last thing you get, because humility is going to be about the last thing you get. But we need to keep working at it. Pray for humility, pray for patience, pray for perseverance, pray for the grace to keep the focus on Jesus. That is what matters. That is the only thing that ultimately matters. Because as long as we're keeping the focus on him, we're going to be fine. The problem is, in America, the focus is on me. And then we're going to die. Put the focus on Jesus. Be patient, and you will live.